online.
Blog Talk Radio.
Precious one.
At this point, it's not really clear who he
maniac met 217 magic number. These Republicans who are now running in this race, all five of them, think that maybe that they have a chance. At this point, there is a possibility, Dell. We've seen some reports they could be voting on their next nominee as soon as tonight at 8 p.m. Of course, that is not yet confirmed. Another Republican congressman just telling our producer that they don't believe that they'll be voting tonight. It's safe to say, Dell, things are in disarray here in the House of Representatives, where Republicans just cannot pick a nominee for Speaker who they think will make the 217 vote requirement to become the next Speaker of the House. This is unknown. This is really kind of unlike anything we've seen in recent memory in terms of leadership struggles here in the House of Representatives.
How bad is it? It is bad, but no one wants to use the word unprecedented. Nate Reedforth in Washington. Nate, thank you very much. We are also following those major new developments in connection with the January 6th probe being led by Special Counsel Jack Smith. There are reports tonight that Donald Trump's ex-chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has been granted immunity by federal prosecutors. That report coming from ABC News. Scripps News national political correspondent Avajoy Burnett is in Washington. And Avajoy, tell us more about this breaking news regarding the former president's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
Hi, good evening to you, Dell. Well, as you mentioned, this is coming from ABC News, and they're reporting that the former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, for former President Trump, really has been granted immunity and agreed to testify under oath from the special counsel's office, Jack Smith. This is the information that is coming in, and this is someone who was to the former president. He's a chief of staff, someone who was in those rooms when conversations were being had. So he really could shed light on what potentially was said or what happened or the coordinations that were being done in the days, hours, months after the 2020 election. And this new reporting, Mark Meadows is apparently saying that he told the former president, Donald Trump, that the election was not stolen. Yet still, Trump continued to lie to the American people, telling them something that was totally inaccurate. Remember, this is possibly revolving around the case here in Washington, D.C., where former President Trump faces conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. So, of course, we have to wait to get additional details about this. But, of course, this is a major development if all the details are proven to be true, Val.
Avajoy, also, we talked about this when we were outside the Fulton County DA's office when the indictments were handed down. Could there be a connection between this case and the Georgia election interference case?
Absolutely, Dell. This was the first thing that I thought when I saw this reporting, because we do know that there are plans that are coming down now. So could this be a precursor to Mark Meadows actually getting a plea deal in that Georgia case? It's a state case, but nonetheless, could it be forecasting what could potentially be happening in the coming days? Remember, Mark Meadows, he faces two charges in that case down there in Georgia. He tried to get his case removed from the state level to the federal level because he made the argument that he was acting in an official capacity as someone who was working in the White House. He failed, and then he's now appealing that decision. So there are connections there because they all revolve around the aftermath of the 2020 election. We just have to wait to see what happens there.
Avajoy, if you are Special Counsel Jack Smith, the last thing you want is the person who arguably is your star witness in the election interference case on January 6th in Washington, D.C., testifying before a jury in Georgia in Fannie Willis's case. What are the odds that Fannie Willis and Jack Smith have to get together and coordinate exactly what Mark Meadows can say and whether when he says it, he is under indictment in Georgia?
That's an excellent question, and this is something that I asked an attorney down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and he told me attorneys and legal experts and prosecutors, they will always say that they're not coordinating, but it's understood that there's a possibility that they are. Keep in mind that just today we saw another co-defendant in that Georgia case enter a guilty plea.
God bless you tonight. This is crossing over with our ancestor tonight, and I want to share with you tonight, as we get ready to go to the next level, that was talking about what happened down in Atlanta with Donald Trump and all the lies that was told about the election was stolen is all coming out. Tonight, I want to say to you, all is well. And I want to thank you, Pearl, for getting up. They woke you up for you to come on and get on the show. I wonder where you was at. Thank you, Sister came on. And I want to thank you, Mary Hawkins. God bless you tonight. I want you to get ready. We're going into the last month of this evil. Now, I want to say to you, last night they had a 14-car pileup coming from New Orleans going into Jackson, Mississippi. Seven people was killed because they said super fog. So it was so foggy you couldn't see trucks and cars running over each other, killing people. Didn't I tell you you're going to see that going into this month? Trains running head onto each other, cars and people jumping off a cliff. The men try to take the plane down. I say, crossing with our ancestors tonight. Tonight is for you to, if you got a need, you plant your seed and be involved. I'm praying for a great financial blessing for you that listen tonight, that a door will open up. Right now we got Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors on scrap. Now the truckers just went on scrap. And the actors, they on scrap. And the casinos workers on scrap. What they simply saying, we want more pay. We got to have more money because you're sending all the money over to Ukraine. And then use the money over to the Israel. Well, what about the people live right here in America that can't make ends meet, can't pay the light bill, the water bill, and you get your little check, time you get it, it's gone. God is trying to tell us something. I was talking to Mama Jo last night, and I told her, God is in control. And God gonna change this stuff around. Prayer changes things. Let me say that again. Prayer changes things. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I say our ancestors. And right now, they got a couple of these companies brainwashing our children with this internet stuff. Metals, they got a suit against them. Now, what I'm saying to you, when the children don't listen to the parents, who they going to listen to? If they don't listen to dad and mama, who they going to listen to? It's so much of demonic spirits that's floating out there. I want you to know that. And you got to be able to understand that's the work of the devil. Yes, Pearl, that's the work of the demon. The bowels are fitting not that self evil doer, they'll soon be cut down. And God said, Moses, step back. Exodus 14:14, I will fight your battle. So this is about the night that God got to work. This is about the night that you got to turn problem over to God, your commitment over to God. You can't be depressed. One lady called me and said she's depressed, she's upset. Look, all the killing that's going on over in the Middle East, all the killing that's going over in Russia, God is still in control. And in Washington right now, the Republicans can't get together to get a Speaker of the House. That lets you know something going on with that. I'm going to pray, and because this is called our ancestors. Do you know our ancestors? Steve, I'm on a little of what's going on in Washington, a little bit of that.
Bill, Larry, thanks for being here. Larry, can you hear me? I can hear you. What happened? What happened to Tom Emmer? Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I think the What happened to town members? What happened to the other three candidates? The Congress and the House in particular are absolutely divided. There is no coming together. In the past, you would have the party acting as a coalition builder. But you've got factions, and particularly the hard right Freedom Caucus that Donald Trump was maneuvering around, is unwilling to compromise in any way. And it's simply impossible to govern with such a small majority if you've got a faction that's so dug in.
You know, Larry, when people go to Capitol Hill, they want people that are going to represent them and go to Capitol Hill, go to Congress and fight for them. Tom Emmers didn't last really that long today. In fact, he might be a Jeopardy question or Trivial Pursuit question as to who had the shortest tenure as a speaker nominee. You know him. Is this typical of Tom Emmers?
No, this is, surprising, and I'm sure it hurts Tom Emmers. This guy has worked very hard to make his way into Congress. And to get to know a lot of his colleagues, including many Democrats he works with, a personal setback for him. And I think, frankly, for the country, it's terrible news. We have one of our main chambers in Congress that's ungovernable at this point. It's broken into factions. And honestly, I think it's the case now that there's not a functioning Republican Party in the House of Representatives. It simply is so splintered and at odds that the Republican Party is not working.
Larry, what does this do for the congressman's chances of winning re-election where you are with regards to Minnesota?
Well, Tyler is in a very conservative area, and he's well-liked, and I don't think he'll have any trouble getting re-elected, and that's probably true for the vast majority of Republicans around the country.
Why is that? Let me push back on that, because gerrymandering is one thing, but not being able to choose a speaker and not being able to get anything done, what is going to happen when soldiers find that their checks aren't coming, when Social Security recipients in Minnesota say, my check ain't in the mail? What happens when all of a sudden people understand that the chaos on Capitol Hill is affecting their bottom line?
Yeah, that's a reasonable question. But unfortunately, partisanship has so sunk into our souls that it doesn't really matter the performance of the parties. It really is about, which team you're on. It's as if, the Minnesota Vikings are having a bad year despite last night, and they're still, have the support of the chair for the most part. It is just that deep. It's a social identity. It's not a kind of calculating about how's the party doing, and that's been a big transformation over the last decade or so. There's a real disconnect between what happens in Washington and then the voting behavior by most Americans, which is support the party, don't rock the boat.
Larry, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, now getting the attention of Republicans. In 2020, he signed on to that amicus brief supporting a lawsuit to overturn the election results in four battleground states. This is the heir now to the speaker's gavel in the Republican conference.
It's quite possible he's going to find the same fate as Jim Jordan, which is he's going to come up, short in terms of getting to that 217, because there are a group of Republicans who think of themselves as pragmatic problem solvers. There are a group who did vote to certify the 2020 election, and this sort of behavior and that kind of radical repudiation of a fair election that the judges have all looked at and election officials have counted the ballots again and again. That's the kind of thing that's going to be a hurdle. So I'm not optimistic that we're heading for, this is a crisis that can go on. And remember, we're looking at a government shutdown in just a matter of days. The president tells us we need to pass a budget for the emergencies abroad. So the clock is ticking, and it looks like the House of Representatives is broken.
Larry, Walter Mondale was the first and first politician I ever interviewed, and also the first vice president. He hails from a time when people in Washington got things done. Is Washington, in your opinion, right now permanently broken?
Permanently in a long time, but certainly, the House of Representatives is broken. We've seen the Senate, working. They're able to work across party lines on important issues. They've been able to pass major budgets already. They're at work on Joe Biden's request for financial support for wars abroad.
We already know Washington is all messed up. So they might be cutting welfare checks off, Social Security checks, people in the Army, because you got people in Washington is not functioning properly. And they've been trying to get somebody to be the Speaker of the House. But I want to say to you tonight, God is still in control. And we're going to give it to God. I'm praying for you that lost loved ones. Somebody lost a brother, lost a sister, lost a husband, lost a wife. But I'm praying tonight that God uplift you and carry you to another level. This is crossing over with our ancestors tonight. I share with our ancestors. This is crossing over with them tonight. And I want to go and get some of our ancestors that sung. And I'm talking about the Caravans, and I'm talking about James Cleveland, and some of those prophets that was in the spirit. But I want to pray tonight for you, Mother Frances, Mama Jo, and I want to pray, stop letting the devil block you from your blessing, what God got for you. Sister Lisa, I'm praying for you and Brother Joe. And I want to tell you, Sam, I'm praying for you. I'm also praying for you, Brother Jerry. I was praying for you to stand up and stand out. And tonight is going to be an uplift. I share across over our ancestors tonight. It's going to be an uplift in what we do tonight. And we're going to start with Reverend James Cleveland.
Merciful.
Salvation tonight, and I'm praying for you, you and you. I just want to say something about serving God, something about the Word of God. I'm going to pray for you. God got your back. Okay, wake up, wake up.
Come on, sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little.
For all the killing and the shooting going on across the world, God is still in control. God will make things work. In spite of what you see.
He's merciful.
In spite of what the press that God still in control.
Thank you.
Come on, you can never say it.
Bring you out.
Sometimes you can't tell nobody what's going on with you. You can't tell your mama, sister, brother. Can't tell your husband, wife. You got to go to God. And you said, Bishop, I talked to God. Tonight, crossing the love of ancestors. Father God, we come right now. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Somebody need a breakthrough tonight. Somebody need your word. Some husband, some wife, some sister, a brother. They lost a loved one. I'm praying for you, Sister Minnie. Praying for you, Sister Cook. Praying for you, Mother Rosie. Every letter, every telephone call. I want to pray for you. Sister Jean Ford, I'm praying for you. Bright Star up in Minnesota, I'm praying for you. Whatever you're going through, God is able to carry you to that next level.
Found the need when you were burdened. And there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to. Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now you know there's one trend of thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talked to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking about this movie? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them. Because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. And then his good friend called his other friend. And when it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if it's the breath of the Lord.
Still suffering from spine or back pain? Don't just hope for the best. Visit the number one practice in Illinois.
But just breathe. I'm like the writer that says, you don't have to make no special trip to bless me. But why is the next door blessing my neighbor? Do not ask me by. It's kind of old-fashioned that this was my choice. All the writers had a song. I reach way back and way back. Young folk won't know it, but some of the older people might remember the words. It just simply says, breathe on me.
Sometimes you got to let the power of God smile and breathe on you. Somebody tonight listening need to know that God's going to breathe on them and everything's going
to
be all right.
They talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. Then his good friend called his other friend. And when it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord would just breathe. I'm like the writer that says, you don't have to make no special trip to bless me. But while you're next door blessing my neighbor, do not pass me by. It's kind of old-fashioned. But this was my choice. All the writers had a song. I reach way back and way back. Young folk won't know it, but some of the older people might remember the words. It just simply says,
oh, me. may have a few problems that I can't solve, but it just lets me breathe on. I can thank them if every
because I had you to hold on Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare your name? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.
Never would have made it.
Thank you. Thank you.